Okay, everybody. Boker Tov. Today, Tzaharayim Tovim, actually. Today is November 11th, I think. Mm-hmm. We are here at United Orthodox Synagogues in Houston, Texas, for our Parshat HaShavua Lunch and Learn for Parshat Toldot. And we are, if you want to look at the Psukim in the Tanakh, on page 48, Parshat Toldot. Now, Parshat Toldot allows us to enter into the life of Yitzchak. And what I'd like to do tonight is, today is try to understand who Yitzchak was. And the reason why this question comes up is because all of the commentaries, almost all of them, and the Midrashim, are very interested in the very first pasuk of Parshat Toldot. And without telling you what the question is, we'll read it and we'll see what you have to say. So, Parshat Toldot, Perek Chaf Vav, is that right? No, Perek Chaf He, chapter 25, pasuk Yud Tet, Ken? 19.
Oh, but in the previous parak, there's no question. It's not a new.
No. But this is when his life really begins. Because what's interesting, we don't really. Here's just an interesting point, which is not the topic of today's shiur. Interesting point, though. Let's just look at the beginning. Vayelat todot Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham lelilat Yitzchak. Vayhi Yitzchak ben Arba'im shana bekachtor Rivka bat Betuel ha'Arami mipadan Aram. So Yitzchak is 40 years old when he gets married. Right? Mm-hmm. And he can't have a child.
Who said? Vayetar Yitzchak l'Hashem lenochach ishto
ki akara. Okay. So
he can have a child. His wife cannot.
Okay. They are unable together to have a child. Okay, good. Now look what happens. Look what happens at the end. Look at Pasuk 26. Last, at the end of the Pasuk, V'Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana Beledetotam.
Oh,
he's 60 years. So how, for 20 years, he's married to Rivka.
Didn't have kids.
Now kids. The Torah tells us nothing.
About
those 20 years. Nothing.
Wow.
It's like, it's almost as if to say, nothing really matters about Yitzchak's life until he has child. Now that is a very interesting.
The other kids that he had.
Yitzchak?
Didn't he have
Avraham had more at the end.
No, Yitzchak. Didn't he have some other wives? Or
Yitzchak has just Rivka.
Lived 20 years at that time.
Don't mention any.
Only Rivka. So,
no, that's other people. So what's very interesting is we don't know anything about him until that point. And then he gives birth to the, we do know, obviously, we know Akedat Yitzchak, but we know nothing about the married life of Yitzchak and Rivka. It's like the whole 20 years doesn't really matter. As far as we know, all that's going on in those 20 years is he's davening, and they're trying to have kids. Right? V'yatar Yitzchak liyashem. V'yatar, the Chazal say, the rabbis say, V'yatar is lashon tefillah of tmidut. Like he's constantly. It's not just tefillah. There's a midrash, or I think it's a brayta, that gives 10 lishonot of tefillah, and vayatar is one of them. And vayatar means always davening, kind of like almost like mitchering, badgering Hashem. Come on, Hashem, I want a kid. Come on. It's like a child does to a parent, right? Over and over and over. Okay, but what the commentaries look? Let's just look at the very first pasuk. Pasuk Yutet. Ve'ele toldot Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham holidit Yitzchak.
So what bothers you?
What bothers you?
That it's nothing about him. It looks like he was nothing doing.
If you wouldn't have this pasuk about toldot, and you start continuing the story, you wouldn't have the problem?
No, this is specific.
Yitzchak ben Arba'im Shana, without the...
We don't have that yet. Well, we already know that Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak. But there's a bigger problem with this pasuk. The pasuk is redundant. How do you say redundant in Hebrew?
Chozer
atzmo. Ve'ele toldot who Yitzchak בן אברהם. ועוד הפעם, אברהם הוליד יצחק.
יצחק is not an entity.
What do I need this for? I could have been fine with simply by saying, ואלה תולדות יצחק בן אברהם. Or I would have been saying,
אברהם הוליד
יצחק. Why do I need both? למה צריך שניהם? Okay?
Probably they are hiding.
They're hiding something. Yeah, there's something there for sure. So, first of all, Rashi. So there are a lot. There are different ways that the commentaries go about this. We're going to see Rashi, and we're going to see a Tosafot. They both have something in common. We'll see what they have in common. But first, let's learn Rashi. Actually, we're going to learn it from a midrash that Rashi quotes on the first page of your source book, page one.
Maybe because it. Till a person has children is kilu klum.
Okay, yachol liot, but I still don't need both. Let's see this midrash. Everyone see where the arrow is on the source book? Avraham holid Yitzchak. V'chi eino yodea she'Avraham holid Yitzchak. I know that already, which is our question. Amar Rabbi Chanina Rabba. A bunch of people say this. In the Midrash, it is not quoted by name. Okay. In the Rashi doesn't quote the name either. Nitaltila Sarah pa'amim harbe etzel paro. We know that Sarah was kidnapped into the house of Paro.
In the
Parshat Kodmot.
Oh, my God.
Ve'etzel Abimelech. And she was also... She was also in the palace of Avimelech. Kach hitchilu omrim, lo uvra ela mi paro. Ve'elu omrim, lo uvra ela mi Avimelech. And Rashi adds a different version. All these years he's living with Avraham, and she can't have kids. All of a sudden now, maybe it's from Avimelech. Maybe it's from Paro. They begin to question. Who's the father of the child? Yeah, they begin to question who's the father of the child, right?
But it takes more. Doesn't take 20 years.
Lo ubra eli paro. Okay. Amar lahen hakadosh baruch hu yiskiru pi dovrei sheker. The mouths of those who speak falsehood will be sealed, will be stopped up. Hemtinu ad sheteled. Va'atem ro'in l'mihu domeh. Wait until he's born. Then you'll see who he looks like. Miyad siva hakadosh baruch hu l'malach ha'mimuneh al tzurat havlad. God spoke to the angel who's in charge of who the kid looks like. Amar lo, al titzayir oto domeh l'imo. Don't make him look like his mother. Ela la'aviv. Make him look like his father, Avraham. She'edu hakol. She'eino ela min aviv. So everyone will know for sure that he comes from Avraham. Miyad yatsa domela aviv. So he was born, and everyone says, "Ooh, you look like Avraham." Akach demar ve'ele toldot Yitzchak ben Avraham. This is the generation of Yitzchak ben Avraham. And then Rashi adds, everyone would say Avraham holid et Yitzchak, which is the end of the pasuk, because it's so obvious that Avraham holid Yitzchak. So what does this mean? Why is it redundant? Ele toldot Yitzchak ben Avraham. These are the generation of Avraham, of Yitzchak, the son of Avraham. Avraham holid Yitzchak. Everyone would say, because he looked like him, Avraham holid Yitzchak. Now why would you think? Now you have to ask yourself another question though. Yitzchak's in the household. If he belonged to Avimelech or Paro, wouldn't Paro or Avimelech want him? So you could say maybe they don't know, maybe they don't care, but look at this other midrash on the back. Oh, I forgot to give it to you, I think. Oh, no, I have it for you. For some reason, the pages got mixed up. Go to page 4.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm sorry, page 5. Go to page 5. Go to page 5. It says... Page 5, on the left column, Yud Bet, where the bracket is. Everyone see it? Afa pi she'amar ben Avraham, even though already said ben Avraham. Tzarich lomar Avraham ulid Yitzchak. Kidei she'lo tomar Avraham gadlo, ulekach nikra al shemo. Right? Maybe people would say, yeah, it is Paro. And it is Abimelech. And
he's just... Gidlo.
He's just bringing him up. Gidlo. Lekach nikra al shimo. That's why it says Avraham. Ela toldot. Yitzhak ben Avraham. Okay, maybe it's not his real son. Maybe he's just raising him. Avraham holy Yitzhak. And another proof, he looks exactly like him. So according to this midrash, when the pasuk says Ela toldot Yitzhak ben Avraham, Avraham holy Yitzhak, it's teaching us that he was very clearly his son by the way he looked. By the way he looked. That's very important, by the way he looked. But now let's look at another midrash. Now let's look at the midrash on page 4. It's not a midrash. It's the Perush of Tosfot on the Torah. Arba. Is there another meaning of the word toldot?
Olid.
So normally we think that means Yalali. The lineage. Says
so
Tosfot.
Here it could be that it's really he gave birth.
Right, but that's lineage gamken.
Miyalad.
Right, miyalad. Right. However, here Tosfot says maybe not. Toldot Yitzchak ben Avraham. Everyone see the bracket?
Yes.
V'chi adata lo yadanu sheben Avraham hu. Right. We know it's even without this problem of this pasuk, which is redundant. We know from previous parshiot that Avraham's son was Yitzchak. What do I need this for? Nir Eli is telling us something else here. This has nothing to do with birth. Nothing to do with DNA or biology. Nir Eli toldot me'oraot. What are toldot? It seems to me, it appears to me.
Nir Eli.
Nir Eli. What is me'oraot?
Events.
Events. The events of Avraham's life or the events of Yitzchak's life are the same as the events of Avraham's life. Now listen to this midrash. This Tosfot. It's amazing. Shaya Yitzchak domeh la'aviv. Shekol ma she'ira la'zeh, ira la'zeh. They lived parallel lives. Zeh nitnaseh, v'zeh nitnaseh, ba'akedah. They were both tested. Maybe Yitzchak's test is that he doesn't have kids for 20 years, and Avraham's tested in the akedah. Zenil kecha ishto, v'zenil kecha ishto. We already said, and Avraham, his kid, his wife was taken. Same thing happened.
What happened to Rivka? Who took her?
Look at, well, almost taken, about to be taken. It's close enough. Look at the bottom of top of page 50. Vayeshev Yitzhak Bigrar. וישאלו אנשי המקום לאשתו,
ויאמר אחותי
היא, כי ירא את
פלישתיו,
ויהי כי יעברו לו שם ימים, וישקוף המלך מלך פלישתיו, בעל החלום, וירא והנה יצחק מצחק את רבקה אשתו, ויקרא במלך ליצחק, ויאמר אך הנה אשתך היא, ואיך אמרת אחותי, ויאמר אליו, ויאמר במלך, and also hold on one second, I'll just find it for you, right, so the on three occasions, right, we have the where the avots are in fear of their life. So we have twice concerning Avraham in once in chapter Yudbet and once in chapter Chaf, and then once with Yitzchak in chapter 26. Okay, next comparison. Zechafar ve'erot v'zechafar ve'erot. Ze ishto akara v'nifkida. Ze ishto akara v'nifkida. Ze nishba l'avimelech v'ze nishba l'avimelech. They both enter into a sort of a brit, a covenant, an agreement with Avimelech after the events with the wells. Ze nikra zakein, shenemar v'avram zakein. V'ze nikra zakein, shenemar v'ayhi ki zakein yitzchak. Ze banam izbeach v'ze banam izbeach. Ze haitam riva ben roim shelo l'roim acherim shenemar v'hi riv ben roim mikne Avraham l'roim mikne Lot, right? V'chein Yitzchak v'yarivu ra'e gerar. Ze bana v'chad tzadik v'chad rasha, right? Avraham had Yitzchak and Ishmael. V'ze bana v'chad tzadik v'chad rasha. Yitzchak had Yaakov and Esav. Ze b'no tzad sayid. This one had a hunter son. Shenemar v'hi rova kashet. That Yishmael was he was an expert with the bow and arrow. V'zebenot tzad tzayit, shenemar hatzad tzayit. We know that, right, with the bracha, he sends Esav out to go catch me some good food, and I'll give you a bracha. Zeh, this is amazing. Zeh rosh l'nimulim, v'zeh rosh l'nimulim l'shmoneh. Avram was the first one to have a brit milah, and Yitzhak was the first one to have the brit milah at 8 days. At 8 days. L'shmoneh, 8 days.
Everybody has a brit
milah. Only from Avram. Not Avram was
the old.
Zeba ra'av b'yamav, zeba ra'av b'yamav. Zeh nitzal min ha'esh mi'or kasdim. V'zeh nitzal min ha'esh min ha'kedah, sh'nemar ha'esh ra'itzim. Zeh baruchu et Hashem, v'zeh baruchu et Hashem.
רגע אחד, מה זה נצל מהאש מורכזים? מה היה?
The Midrash that says Avraham was thrown into Kivshan ha'esh.
אוקיי, מורכזים.
After he broke his father's psilit. Okay. This is an amazing Midrash.
It is.
What does it mean?
That they don't need to repeat, since he has the same
event. But he did repeat. I'm saying he did repeat. What does it say about Yitzchak? That's a positive way to say it, but I think there's also such something that's not so positive.
He has the same problem as his dad.
Okay, that's true. That's depressing.
It's in the genes.
It also could mean that Yitzchak didn't do anything new.
Oh.
And maybe what this commentary is trying to tell us. That Abraham was the innovator.
He was a copy.
And Yitzchak was a placeholder.
It's not that he had control. It happens. It's not that he wanted.
I'm not saying, I'm not putting blame on him, but it just seems like he didn't do anything new. Everything that happened to his father happened to him. And so what's the common denominator between the Midrash that says Yitzchak looked exactly like Abraham and this commentary of the Tosfot? What do they have in common from a perspective of a concept, conceptually? What do they have in common?
Like father, like son.
Exactly, like father, like son. One is right. One says like father, like son physically. One says like father, like son in their actions. And if you look just at one more commentary on this, on page 2. This is the commentary of Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin.
Anatziv.
He says on the bottom, everyone see it, the bracket, yeah. Left column, Avraham Holiyat Yitzchak. Zehu Michlal Toldotav Shebichol Dirachav Halichotav Hayan Nikar Virashum Shehu Bino Shel Avraham. It was clear, obvious in everything he did that he was Avraham's son.
So what purpose?
Below Cain Yishmael, however Yishmael is different.
To you that Yishmael was not like
Shayagam Cain ben Avraham. Aval lo haya nikar b'halichotav shehu bino. Umisaper hakatuv shebishvil sheyatzchak b'chol halichotav ben Avraham. That's why it's telling us this. Of course we know that Avraham was Yitzhak's father and Yitzhak was Avraham's son. This has nothing to do with biology. This is about their actions. Yitzhak mimicked and copied as we, whatever happened to Abraham. Allah bedarko.
But Abraham was a symbol to upset you.
Right,
אבל אני לא מסכימה.
למה?
ככה, תראה
על מה את לא מסכימה.
לא, לא, לא.
על מה, על איזה דבר?
אני לא מסכימה.
שזה שלילי?
כן.
למה?
כך, כי תראה מה קרה לישמעאל, שלא הלך בדרכי אביו. ומה יצא לנו מזה עד
אבל זהו, יש רק שני אופנים, או להיות אותו דבר, 100% כאבא, או רשע גמורה.
לא, אבל אם האישיות של יצחק, if his personality כזה, שהוא רק יודע להעתיק, ולא ליצור משהו, he was not his own creative, אז עדיף שהוא חיכה את
אבא שלו,
שלפחות היה דוגמה טובה.
אוקיי, I agree with that.
ישמעאל.
Okay, so you're right. If you want to suggest that יצחק understood that this was his best, which is very good, to be just like my father, who's a tzaddik, right? Abraham, as opposed to, and maybe that's what the Torah is setting up, a dichotomy between Yitzchak and Yishmael. Yishmael went on a different way, and he ended up not being so good.
אז זהו, תראה, גם בבנים של רבקה, יעקב ועשיו, אומרים, יעקב היה איש טעם, יושב העולים, לומד תורה, ועשיו היה איש צייד ורשע וכל זה. אז זה...
אבל the Torah never says he was a rasha. Chazal really make Esav into a much worse person than the Torah says. But okay, I agree. Not only do I agree, one of the great Torah teachers in Israel today, Rav Amnon Bazak, also says that this is not Shlili. Not only is it not Shlili, there are actually some aspects of Yitzchak that are better than Avraham. In fact, when he wants to look at the Midrash that we just looked at, the Tosafot that we just looked at, where it says that whatever happened to Avraham happened to Yitzchak, he says we're reading it all wrong. We shouldn't read it to say that the exact same thing happened and Yitzchak acted in the exact same way. We should read it that the same things happened, but Yitzchak did better.
How did he take
We'll see. We'll see. We're going to see. Yitzchak learned from his father's mistakes. Let's see. Turn to page 6. I gave you the whole article. We're not going to do the whole article. You can read the whole article yourself. But we're going to see what Rav Amnon Bazak says. You see, what does he call this article? The differences between Avraham and Yitzchak. Right? When we read the Balei HaTosafot, what is the Balei HaTosafot? What would you have called that? If you were giving it a title, you would have called it the similarities between Avraham and Yitzchak. So look what he says. Yitzchak is often portrayed as an exact parallel to Avraham. The idea seems to be reflected in the following excerpt from the Midrash HaGadol, and this is the Midrash that I just read you from the Tosafot. However, Rav Bazak says, if you look in the second to last paragraph, in this shiur I shall posit quite the opposite. Every point of comparison between Avraham and Yitzchak serves only to accentuate the differences between them. These differences demonstrate that Yitzchak repaired and completed the actions of his father, and as a result attained certain ends that Avraham himself had not merited to attain. So, Chana, you want to say, okay, what's the big deal? What's so bad about being just like Avraham? Halavai, that more people will be just like Avraham. Great. I accept. Ani mikabel.
Halavai b'yameinu.
Right, halavai.
Hayeladim, you follow their parents in some way, you know?
Right. So I think that's a good, I think that's fair. I think that's true. We should not necessarily think it's shlili. In fact, someone was telling me, someone in shul the other day, I was talking about this idea with them, and they said, you know, one day, a long time ago, my son came to me and said, Dad, I want to be a Jewish hero. And he was looking for his father to tell him what you have to do to be a Jewish hero. And the first thing that came to his father's mind, it said, just do everything that your ancestors were doing. Just stay on the path of tradition. So maybe that's what Yitzchak is doing, right? He's just staying on the path. And the Torah is telling us that to be a great person, you don't have to be an Avraham Avinu, who's an innovator, a chadshan. Right, you could also be a Yitzchak, someone who is a continuer. A continuer. Okay.
Yeah,
says Rav Bazak, I have another approach. My approach is that Yitzchak was a chadshan. But it's you have to look a little more carefully for Avraham. So let's look at one example. Both Sarah and Rivka, turn the page, were akarot.
Sheva?
Page 7. Both, right? Both Sarah and Rivka are akarot. I'm just talking right now. Both Sarah and Rivka are akarot. Yes?
Yes.
Maskimim?
Maskimim.
Okay, now let's look on top of page 7. Both Avraham and Yitzchak were faced with the reality of a wife who was barren for many years. But their respective responses to this phenomenon are different. Concerning Avraham, Avraham said, Lord God, what shall you give me? For I go childless. And the steward of my household is Eliezer of Damascus. And Avram said, Indeed, you have given me no seed, and behold, the one who is of my house will inherit me. The word of God came to him, saying, It is not this one who will inherit you, but rather the one who will come forth from your bowels will inherit you. Okay, so what do we have here, says Rav Bazak. Avraham, one, does not directly pray for a son. He complains. He states a matter of fact, I don't have a son.
But that's a complaint.
But it's, we'll see, we have to compare it to Yitzchak. Even if we understand this as a covert, as you're saying, plea for God, we note that he makes no mention of Sarah. What about me? God, Avram says, I want a son. Nothing about me. So he doesn't really daven. Maybe it's a hidden tefillah. It's a hidden tefillah, but it's not. What we do know is it's not explicit. Zelo mefurash. And he never talks about his poor wife, Sarah. She's also suffering. What happens with it? First of all, go to it. Says Rashi, on the other hand, explains Sarah's anger at Abraham as arising from Abraham's disregard for a plight. Chamati alecha, Sarah says, my wrong is upon you for the wrong done to me. I place the retribution upon you, for when you prayed to the Holy One, saying, what will you give me for I go childless? You prayed only for yourself. You should have prayed for both of us. Right? Sarah's saying, I heard you, Abraham, praying to Hashem, and it's all about you. What about me? Mm-hmm. What does Yitzchak do? In any event, in the case of Yitzchak, there is no doubt, continuing on the towards the bottom, in any event, in the case of Yitzchak, there is no doubt on either account. Both his prayer and his inclusion of his wife are clear. Yitzchak pleaded, we said, right? Vayatar Yitzchak LaHashem Lenochach Ishto Hiakarahi. He prays for her. Mm-hmm. And it's obvious, it's a clear tefillah. It's a lashon of tefillah and who he prays for. Quite naturally, you find that God answers him measure for measure. God accepted his plea and Rivka, his wife, conceived. So you see, it's true. Both of them had wives who were unable to conceive at one point. But Avraham's attitude is a little different. Yitzhak's attitude seems to be a shlav better. A little bit. A little bit. Yeah. Okay. Okay, we'll look at one more.
Wow. That means if you really want to find something nice...
So Avraham was selfish.
Yeah.
We'll look at another one. Yes. Let's look at one more. Let's look at the example where both where they both have to claim their wife is their sister. Okay, so turn on this one. I want to go to page 11. It starts on 9. We're going to pick up the conversation on page 11. Where the distinction is laid out. You see the bracket on page 11?
No.
Ken?
No,
oh, sorry, here. It says, there seems to be one glaring difference.
Yeah, it's the second paragraph.
Second big paragraph. There seems to be one glaring difference between these three instances. In both of the stories about Abraham, the declaration that the woman is his sister is made immediately upon arrival in the area. When he came near to Egypt, he said, Sarai, to Sarai's wife, look now, I know that you are beautiful. Please say that you are my sister. And he sojourned in Gerar. Abraham said of Sarai, his wife, she is my sister. He volunteers this lie, if you will. Yitzchak, on the other hand, waits until he is asked. The local people asked about his wife, and he said, she is my sister, for he feared to say my wife. It seems then that Yitzchak and Rivka lived together there as a regular husband and wife. And only when asked did he respond, she is my sister. This dedication to the truth allowed Yitzchak to depart from it only at the last moment, under clear compulsion. Obviously, his response sounded suspicious, and it is reasonable to assume that this is what caused the king to look through the window specifically at this point before taking the woman. Abraham ascended from Egypt the first time with great wealth that he received, listen to this is beautiful, from Paro in return for Sarah. Avram was very wealthy in cattle and silver and gold. In contrast, the Torah describes how Yitzchak, following the episode of Avimelech, achieves his wealth by merit of his own labors. Ooh. Yitzchak sowed in the land that he received the same year 100-fold, and God blessed him. The man grew great, and he continued to grow until he became very great.
And Avram got it from...
Avram was a gift.
Like a
payoff.
Right?
A payoff. Okay. A payoff for causing him and her tzarot. So these are just two examples.
As they omer, she can eat a shama. It's el paro.
She was
involved. It's el paro b'mita. I don't know.
We don't know for sure. We don't know. We don't know for sure.
Kid, lam in kacha tagili reba lamu kol kach paro yogi tzorach lefatzot oto. כשמפצים מישהו, זה כאילו על איזשהו נזק
שלנו. יכול להיות. איזשהו נזק שלנו. יכול להיות. Let's do one more. Let's do one more.
ויש לי, וההוכחה של מה שלמדנו היום, שבפירוש אומרים, זה יצחק בן אברהם. זאת אומרת, שיש תספיק, איך הוא חשד.
היה חשד. פשוט היה חשד.
But it's not... her fault, she was forced.
רבי, איך לא? באתי לשיעורים שלך עד היום,
תגידי.
הפסד. זה באמת משיב נפש.
Good, let's look at one more. Let's look at one more. On the bottom of that same page. Okay, we just saw on the bottom of page 11, the dispute among the shepherds. Right, so Yitzhak has a problem now with the shepherds. And look on the top of page... Top of page 12. The servants of Yitzchak dug in the valley, and they found there a well flowing with fresh water. And the shepherds of Gerar strove with Yitzchak's shepherds, saying, "The water is ours." And he called the name of the well Esek, for they strove with him.
Esek. Esek. Where is it in the Chumash?
26, 19 and 20.
What page?
I'm going to tell you in a second. Perek Chav Vav Yud Tet.
Tet. Vechperu.
Chav Vav Yud Tet. Page 50. Vayashav Yitzhak Vayachpor et Be'erot HaMayim Asher Chafru B'mei Avraham Aviv Vayistimum Polishtim Acharei Mot Avraham Vayikra Lahem Shemot Kishemot Asher Kara Lahem Vayachperu Avdei Yitzhak B'nachal V'imtsu Sham Be'er Vayarivu Rei Gerar. Okay, page 51. ויקרא שמה סיתנה.
רגע, אבל הראשון הוא עוסק, למעלה.
Oh, עסק, עסק, on top, למעלה, כן.
עסק.
כי התעשקו עמו.
עסק.
לא התעשקו, התעסקו. זה סין, לא שין.
כן, כן, התעסקו. Which is translated here as contention. Contention. התעסקו.
They contended with him.
They were disagreeing. And the next one is sitna.
Yeah.
Which is... harassment.
Hatred.
Yeah, harassment or hatred.
Sitna.
Sitna, no, sitna, like Satan.
Sitna is harassment. Okay.
Okay, so here we go.
Oh,
that's because היה שלום ביניהם אחר כך. לא רב, right. לא שלום, אבל לא רב. Okay, here we go. So what happens? Abraham also had to deal with a dispute between shepherds, between his shepherds and Lot's shepherds, right? So in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Zayin, it says there was a dispute between the shepherds of Abraham's flock and the shepherd of Lot's flock. But he riv ben ro'eh miknei Abraham, l'ro'eh miknei Lot. And what happens? Abraham tells... Let's go. Let's look at it. Let's look at it. Right. Look. Yud Gimel Tet.
Yes.
Yofi. Page 23. Halo kol ha'aretz lefanecha. Hipared na me'elai. Im ha'sma'ol ve'emina. V'im ha'yamin ve'esme'ila. You take what you want, and I'll take... What does Avram say? You take what you want, and I'll take the leftovers.
The leftovers. Okay.
And what happens? Oh, you think that's good. Very interesting.
No.
Vayisa Lot etenav. Lot lifts up his eyes. Vayar kol kikar yarden, and he sees the whole land that he takes. Okay, keep your hands here. Now, Avraham's suggestion seems very nice. He's making peace. Shalom bayit. What happens? Look at the next pasuk at Yudalit. According to Rav Bazak, in these psukim represent Hashem being angry at Avraham.
Yudalit.
VaHashem Amar Amud Esrim V'Shalosh.
Okay.
Pasuk Yudalit. Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yudalit. VaHashem Amar El Avraham Acharei Hipared Lot Meimo. Sana einecha ure'e min hamakom asher ata sham tzafona v'negba v'kedma v'yama. You lift up your eyes and you look all around you. Ki et kol ha'aretz asher ata ro'eh l'cha etnena u'zaracha. I've given you all of this land. And what did you just do?
You told Lot
to take what he wants.
Yes.
How dare you?
I run.
Look, and the same language. Look at the language.
He He didn't ask God what to choose.
Look what Avram says to Lot back on Pasuk Tet. Halo kol ha'aretz lefanecha. Avraham. And what does Hashem say to Avram? No. No, kol ha'aretz atara lechanana. The same Lashon. It's a beautiful insight by Rabbi Zach. The same language. And what does Lot do? Vayisa Lot et einav. What does Hashem say to Avraham? Sana einecha. He says, the same language.
Yeah.
How dare you tell Lot? He disagrees with you. You say Avraham did something good, which was shalom. I like that. Rabbi Zach, shivim panim l'Torah. Rabbi Zach says no. Rabbi Zach says no. Chas v'shalom. Look what you did. You're terrible. You should have taken what you wanted and lift Lot the leftover. Actually, you shouldn't have given Lot anything. Hilachol haaretz. Yeah. It's all yours. So how does Yitzchak do better?
No. Like
turn the page.
You don't want to give anything. Right.
In fact, in Devarim, there's a whole, the Torah says, there's a whole other section that Hashem has set up for Lot. Not in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, God had something in store for Lot.
Yeah.
But just not Eretz Yisrael. So how could you give this to him? What happened with Yitzchak? Look at Yitzchak.
Where was it?
On page 13 in the source book. We're going to look now in pasuk. Yeah, Chaf Vav, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Page 51. Here it is. They dug another one. I mean, what's the difference? When Avraham was fighting with the Roe Lot, he gave up. But not here.
Yitzchak is not giving up.
Right, he just keeps... He keeps
digging and digging.
Right, he keeps digging until finally they stop bothering him. And he stays. And he doesn't say, you could have this, you could have that. Now we have two different approaches. We have Chana's approach, maybe to be a Vatran once in a while is okay. It gives shalom. Or you have Rav Bazak saying, no, we can't. We're not supposed to.
And therefore, Elu ve'elu.
As we say, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. Right? So they dug, right? And so Yitzchak does not offer the Pelishtim any portion of the Eretz Yisrael like Abraham offered Lot. Mm-hmm. And they stop arguing with him. He shows a little... I don't know if they say that. Yes.
Lot was his nephew.
Ken?
So where does it
say
that they just
Lot
didn't do
anything? Lot was
his nephew.
Here. Velo ravu aleha. Vayikrashim
ha-rechavot.
Okay, I think Chana brings up a very good point. That's a good point. Zelo b'diyuk makbil.
Like it's not kilu shenatan
et zeh. Lo natan et zeh le'mishpacha.
Lo natan et zeh le'zeh.
Echad
mibnei Knaan.
Ken.
Lo b'met.
Ken, at tzodeket. Zelo to hadavar. Aval zeh b'emet ma'anyein. It's very interesting to see that we have the Midrash says they're the same. But if you look a little more carefully...
It's
not so much the same. There's a different way.
Shelot lo haya tzach livroach mizdom velo kibel klum zero yishto afcha liot netziv melach vehu yashav betzohar lo bebeit zohar beir zohar velo dat od ma kara lo ובסוף הבנות שלו something whatever לא זוכרת
לא טוב.
Okay, zehu todah rabah. That's the so you have two ways to look at Yitzchak. Was he exactly the same as Yaakov, bidemut, vibimasav, in the way he looked and in his actions? Or was he able to go one shlav above his father, and despite the fact that he experienced so many of the same type of events in life, he learned from his father's mistakes, he handled things a little bit differently, maybe even a little bit better. Two ways to look at the life of Yitzchak.
As a tov, can I...